This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode, another conversation. Big Homie South. We got some special guests in the building. Mandy.
What's up?
To talk some shit
I'm
with
not
the
even
homie.
Really a guest. I'm excited you have me here to talk to Cash Doll.
Yeah.
I'm in the building.
Horrible Decision Podcast. For sure. And of course, Cash Doll. How you feeling? The big way.
Great. I'm feeling great.
Yeah, I'm feeling real great.
Today's my dad's birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, he is in heaven. Happy heavenly birthday, Daddy.
Wow.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Looking good. Losing this baby weight. I've been in the gym.
Looking amazing.
Looking great.
Thank you so much. Looking real good.
Looking sensational. So we pushing new music right now.
New music.
So tell the people what they can be tapped in with what you got coming up.
So the Last Doll album is out November the 15th.
Uh-huh.
The pre-save is out now, so they can go pre-save that.
Yeah.
That's on the Apple charts right now, the pre-save charts.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
I ain't mad at that at all.
And the last doll is because you dropping Doll, right?
Yeah. And okay. I'm passing it down. We talk about the legacy.
Yep.
I'm passing that down to my baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, before we got back into the room, I do want to talk about this a little bit. We know that you are a mom of two, correct?
Yes.
Of two. Oh, Lord, baby. Two under what? Three?
Two under two. My baby boy, he'll be three in January, but he's two.
Okay, two under two. So we had this conversation because I just turned 34, but don't want to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cash and her friends were like, well, what about your legacy?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't believe that you pass legacy through children, but I wanted to know, you said I got to leave something too. What exactly, like,
no,
is your
plan?
No,
and I wasn't saying that just legacy? To the children. Your kids are your legacy.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you leave behind in human form. Outside of your businesses and stuff, you can leave that to them too. And like we were saying, it depends on how you set your trust up.
Right, right.
But my kids is my legacy.
So here's how.
You know what's crazy? Because this is literally my first tattoo.
See, legacy is right there.
That's literally my first tattoo, and I got it because before I started doing, I hate to interrupt, but
yeah,
I quit my teaching job because I'm like, that's what I had in mind. Because I ain't want to, like, you know, some people get a job that's comfortable and yep. they'll be like, you know, well, shit, I'm cool here, but like, I'm going to hate this shit and I'm going to hate anybody who I interact with while I'm working here. So I got to quit. What you were saying about
Well, I was actually going to say, because you're an artist, I feel like art transcends, like, the test of time. It will outlive a human being.
Yeah.
Anybody, like, hundreds of years from now can go back to your art, your music, whatever television series
yeah, but that's
you do,
not
anything
human
you write. Okay. But
it's not human.
But humans leave the earth. And
yeah.
so when I think of a legacy
kids,
that you leave.
Kids, they kids, kids.
Okay.
They kids,
okay.
kids. I get to sit back and watch my whole legacy. That's me.
How do you view differently than the legacy from your children to the legacy that you're leaving with the art that you're creating?
You know what? It's one in music form.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have a television form.
Yes.
I have, you know, human form.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and I feel like spiritually I leave a lot behind too.
I love that.
So I think that you have different forms of legacy, I believe.
Now we outgrow stuff. Yeah. I'm outgrowing a lot right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me so, too. I'm in that stage too.
Yeah.
Do you have any songs or music that you're like, fuck,
that did, that
I'm
you,
mad
that you don't, that you don't think
that
age will?
I'm mad
yes.
that I put that bullshit
yes.
out.
Yes.
What can we know what song? Give us the song that you like. I love my Cash Doll fans, but baby, y'all could go ahead and that one. What song?
It's not
is
nothing
it?
That's really known.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But it's one. It's called Thang on Me.
Now what? Okay, wait, what does that mean?
It sounds like a...
Hold on, I can say
what
like
I think.
Sounds like a threat. Thang on me.
Blicky.
Oh, you know what? My mind went real nasty.
Oh, my
See,
God.
We gotta,
oh,
we
I
gotta...
thought it was putting that... Thing
on me.
That,
I ain't mad at that.
That's a 5-2 now.
You
two
know
under, two under two. Two
that.
Under two. That's
two
it.
Under two.
That shit's
she was
five
getting
two
that
now.
Thing on her. Okay, okay. And is it just because you have different thoughts of carrying weapons or anything like that?
I was
like,
just
that
younger,
changed?
And
okay.
I'm from Detroit, and that's the thing.
Okay.
So I made a song, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, okay. We're not talking, but you said something I wish I could go back anyways. Do not bring this back up. Why we gotta talk about this? But yeah, that song when I hear it made
okay.
me cringe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's healthy though. Like you should there are some things that you did when you was younger in your career that you would look on back on now, like, why did I do that?
Why did I
shit?
Even do that?
I
yeah.
mean it, for girls, it's why did we draw our eyebrows like that?
Oh my
like,
god.
Like is there any
yes.
fashion? Which is crazy because the fashions are coming back, right?
Yes, yeah. everything
like,
makes
everything
it,
is making
it makes its U-turn.
What do you want to not make a U-turn? What fashion right now are you like, the girlies gotta stop? Because I think what Lotto just said, she wants the shark
boots. No more shark
boots. She could.
And put it in the song, too. Down.
You know how much them shark boots cost? I'm gonna wear those until the bottoms is gone.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that one.
What do I think?
Should stop. You know what I don't like? I see them like open toe, but they like boots.
Open toe boots. I've seen those.
Yeah, those kind of just make me.
Open toe boots.
Open toe boots.
That sound crazy.
I ain't gonna hold you. The girlies are trying.
It's like pick a side.
What temperature? Well,
hybrid boots?
No, what's crazy? What's crazy is my friend is really big on things are seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And open toe. Yeah. Where? Like, when do you wear those?
Yeah. Like.
I feel like I'm gonna have to Google that because I ain't never.
Because when you think of boots, you thinking going outside, you can walk in the snow. You can't walk in the snow with no open toe.
Look up open toe boots.
Toe.
Y'all heard it here. Cash Dog gonna roast y'all if y'all come to her shows with open toe boots. Don't do it. Don't do it. Call him out.
Yo, that's like.
No, that's a thing.
That's a thing. That's nasty work.
Ladies, this is a man saying that's nasty work. Even though we don't dress for y'all, it's fine. But yeah.
I'm saying like, because I mean, I still have to answer the question. My girl that got on open toe boots, I'm gonna be like, what the f*** going on?
Yeah, it's like a couple pairs. It's like some pairs that just look like, ah. But then I seen some that was kind of like, okay, I can see that, but I wouldn't. But
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I can see that, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that it's a lot of hairstyles and different stuff I wouldn't agree with, but I don't want to argue with nobody, so I'm gonna leave it alone.
Oh,
yeah,
look, you said, but she said F the internet.
We was talking about spinning back or things coming back around, right? Because do you have any, like, I guess the men that you was interested in earlier in your career? Like, versus, like, what you're attracted to now. Because I know back in the day, I used to, like, go after a certain aesthetic. And now I'm like, boy, y'all some shit. Like,
yeah. You know what? I just go, I like I was saying before, I just like the way, you know, it makes me feel. Mm. I ain't going by nothing else but how it makes me feel from now on.
No.
Because I feel like, you know, before you would kind of have this aesthetic of this is how I want it to look.
Mm. Right.
But how do it make you feel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with dating.
Yeah.
I want high tier, not top, highest tier.
Elite.
I want elites, baby. Yeah. I want someone who values, who understand women value and not try to be the women. Because these days, I knew in some form or fashion
the word sassy was going to come up in this conversation.
And it's like,
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
These days, I just want a man.
What make a nigga sassy to y'all?
When they think they the one who's supposed to be y'all getting flowers.
You don't get your man flowers?
Reciprocating in different areas. Like, I reciprocate in different areas.
Cool.
Like, if I buy you some flowers, don't say, well, I want some flowers. Like, well, you give me some flowers? I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Because you didn't ask for flowers until the flowers was brought up. Bitch, I ain't even know you like flowers.
I feel like a relationship is reciprocation, period. Any type of relationship. Not even just your man relationship. Every relationship should be reciprocation somewhere.
Yeah.
But not what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like me and my little sister's relationship.
Mm.
I know they can't buy me the things I could buy them.
I was just gonna ask you that. If
I
dating
know my
a man,
sisters can't buy me the things I could buy them, but they can reciprocate. They take care of my kids. They'll clean my bedroom before I come home.
Yeah.
They'll come pick me up from the airport.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They'll order my food. They know the things that I like that I don't even have to ask them.
Right.
Like, so it's reciprocation.
Do you expect the men to be able to buy you the things that you buy yourself as well? Say you meet someone that really makes you happy. Well, no, highest tier doesn't necessarily mean highest wallet.
Exactly.
Like, especially like when we talk about men with money, they don't show it maybe emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, so
yeah, and a lot of men with money.
I mean,
he feel like he don't got to. See, and
that's why.
I'm gonna
tell you why.
That's not high tier. Because you're missing in so many different categories.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. Because men have been trained up in this current dating era of men. A lot of men say only thing they care about is your money. The only thing they care about is your money. So if it's like a video game, he done maxed out his money stat, but everything else really don't matter to me. Matter to him.
You know what? I didn't want to ask,
but that's why I don't want. That's medium tier.
Not medium tier.
Medium tier.
With this new music then, are you rapping and talking like this? Because I think a lot of the music now is they want the bag, they want the trips, they
have
want
you heard
a nigga
Cash
with
Commandments?
Money. No, I have not.
You got to hear it.
Okay. And it's...
You'll understand who I am.
And it's completely different than what
completely
is
different.
Being
it's
put out right
game.
Now.
It's game. It's like, okay. You know, you talk about... I talk about... I make my 10 commandments.
Mm. I love that.
You know, it's called Cash Commandments. You know,
can we
saying?
Go down some of them for the people that do
oh,
not know?
Oh, you want
know.
Me to do that? Okay,
yes.
So, all right, one, never let a nigga fuck you over more than once.
Oh, hold on. Dustin plays this all the time, actually. Yes.
Two, okay. Anybody owe you bread, do not accept the crumbs. 3.
Okay.
Remember, you can never tell these everything. 4. Today she call you sis, tomorrow she enemy. 5. Money to the side, don't let no nigga leave you dry. 6. Stand on business. If they say it's up, you better ride. 7. Keep the family first, put that in front of everything. Bet that on yourself if you gonna roll the dice on anything. Any points to be made, don't be scared to prove it. And you better look fucking good when you do it.
Bars. I know that's right.
Bars. Yeah. Cash commandments.
So okay.
Those are the things
shout
that
shout out Justin
matter.
Ross. He played, yeah. Yes.
Shout yeah. out to him. Shout out to him.
Detroit.
Thank
he,
you.
Yes.
Yes. Justin Ross.
He loves you down.
I love him.
He loves you
thank
down.
Thank you.
I've absolutely
yeah.
heard
uh-huh.
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
So then I guess in dating, in your music, in the energy that you're putting out, if money isn't what you're looking for, how does a woman then lead with, I need an emotionally intelligent man and someone who shows up that way while they still feel needed? Because that's the thing too. I think a lot of men lead with money, and when you don't need your they money,
they don't have they don't know where
they don't know where else
to
go.
Oh, you want me to feel you like, want me to be feelings? Oh, fucking short see, circuit. Oh, I gotta do something else. Oh, I thought I loved you. What about my money?
Y'all crazy. First off, I'm not really looking for anything.
Okay.
And secondly, it's like, I mean, financially, you gotta be financially stable to date a woman that's financially stable. It's just not going to work
I'm not
out.
Mad at that.
I'm not saying that you have to make as much money as me, but you gotta be the ambition.
The men are gonna misinterpret that. So I'm gonna, you know,
They're only going to misinterpret it if they don't like women. What she said, there was nothing
wrong with what she said. You shouldn't want to date a woman of a certain status if you don't have something going for yourself.
Absolutely.
It's only gonna
draw
your own
insecurities. The least you can do is get up and put gas in my car, wash my car, goddamn, you know, make my life easier in different areas. I shouldn't have to tell you to do things a man should be doing anyway. So it don't all have to be with going to buy me a Birkin, because guess what? That Birkin gonna get bought regardless.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one whenever the fuck I feel like I want
period.
One. And that's just that on that. But, I mean, I who wouldn't want their man to be able to buy them that? But if you can't, make my life easier in places where I don't have to talk to you and tell you the things that are free. Loyalty, keeping your fucking dick in your pants. What about that? Let's talk about that.
But again, I'm glad I got tagged in.
There we go. Come on, Kodak.
But, okay, so the
She over there.
Got sound like what's going on. But I think with that, like, again, niggas with money, like, niggas have a lot of options. So if I'm the nigga with a lot of money, why I gotta only have one bitch?
See,
why?
That's why. And
I'm not saying I'm like, because I'm a very loyal person, but I'm saying also don't have a lot of money. So
see, but that's
what you're trying to speak.
But then again, we go back to high tier, medium tier, bottom tier.
Yeah.
That thinking ain't that's bottom tier.
Yeah.
Because why would you even want to spread yourself that thin?
Why
would
you
even
want to
have that many women
tier?
Have that much assets to you when you have that much going for yourself?
I don't like being around a whole bunch of people anyway, so it's going to stay like that with me regardless. Like, I don't even like the polygamy shit, because I don't like being around that many people. Like, if I want to pour all my attention and energy into you, I don't have time to give it to somebody else.
I mean,
yeah.
I think
the time I could be spending loving you.
That's just going to let you know where a man at mentally.
Yeah.
And I disagree with y'all, but, you know, I'm into polygamy. I'm into open relationships. I'm into those things.
Oh.
So, like, and it's interesting to me, too, because, like, I'm ready to hear some new music from Neo. He's outside with all these girlfriends after breaking up with his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's becoming more of a thing. I do think, though, if you have a lot of money, you should only be able to have multiple women if you have a lot of money. Like, you should be able to have the amount of women that you can afford. And when I say that
too,
all of them should have gas in their cars.
All of them should be okay with it.
There we go.
Don't be lying.
There we go.
Now, I feel like if you're going to have a lot of women, don't be lying. If you're going to have a lot of women, they all need to know about each other.
I agree.
But do I want that? No.
I agree.
You know, it's different strokes, different folks. I can't tell other people how to live their life, but that ain't something that I'm going for. I'd rather be my motherfucking self playing with my toy.
Period.
Because guess what? Now, I know you fucking this bitch, because you told me. And I'm scared.
I mean, you should be. It's shit.
It's too much shit out here to be.
Come on,
now. I don't need to be worried about my health.
Yeah.
Because you want to fuck a whole bunch of bitches because you got a couple of dollars.
And they all say they're allergic to latex, right?
And although somebody, this person pregnant, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's too much shit.
So,
it's too much shit going on right now.
It's not
going
to work for me. But, you know, I've never been a person to judge nobody on what they want and believe in life.
But you know what's not going to work for you?
For me.
The same way, like, that's why I said what I said, because I just, like, mentally, if I am locking in with this one woman, I can't leave her and say, okay, I'm going to go be with girlfriend number 2. I love this bitch. I don't got time to catch feelings
you're
for another motherfucker.
You're spreading yourself so thin.
Yeah.
No, because...
And then you got work. Then you got kids. Then you got family. Like, yeah, I get that.
Why do you want to have multiple women you screwing because, and have to deal with emotionally and have to take care of their needs and cater their needs? Money don't take care of all that. Some of that you're going to have to spend that time. That shit going to have to divide in fucking four. The money got to divide in four. The fucking got to divide in four.
Y'all already not doing enough of that.
Let's talk about that.
Especially if I start talking to these other girls after I found a girl that I already like. I'm gonna be talking to the first girl about these other hoes that pissing me
you,
off.
Look at you talking about. So you just gonna admit that you a pillow talking ass nigga?
If I didn't want these, you already a number two motherfucker. You Luigian Wario. I got motherfucking the player one girl over here.
I'm not gonna lie, Kodak. You just asked what sassy that is.
I don't
laying up with women and talking about
many different women. If you sexing them and all that, you ain't left to do nothing but pillow talk. Now your business is spread it all over
because the same thing that I would say about my coworkers to my girl.
This bitch. So if you got this bitch, and you laying there having sex with all of them, they all know about each other. You're venting about the next bitch. You just left this bitch. She pissed you off.
She get
on my nerve. Yeah,
your salmon tastes
way better. I hate
the way
she cook her kid always crying. Now she telling this business. Now this bitch know her business. Oh man, I hate the way her pussy smell. Now this bitch know her pussy stink. And not no.
So you don't talk. You don't talk to your niggas about nothing else going on.
No.
If I got a few niggas and I ain't saying I got them,
I'm talking about one. The one nigga that you laid up with, the one that you eventually end up with.
Oh, your man? Your
yes, your man. You gonna tell him about everything.
No.
Okay, it's a limit.
No, I messed up with that.
See, no, it's a limit. Because some of your friends' business you can't tell.
Oh, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. And the reason why you can't do that, I was in a long-term relationship, and your boyfriend will know your whole friends. And then he don't want you to hang out with them. And it's just like, but baby, just... I let them have fun. We can have fun together, but I'm not doing the shit they do.
I just feel like, too, you got to have your own relationships with other people. Your man should just be your all, be all. Like, I mean, until you married or something. You know what I'm saying?
Even that, no.
See, I don't know. I haven't been. So
same.
Yeah, so I don't know. Talking. But I just feel like they just shouldn't have everything. Like have some stuff to yourself. This is my friend. We got secrets, you know? Like, or this is me. I mean, like, this is our own relationship. My relationships have their own relationship, not like, oh, you know about everything.
Everybody
that's going
got their own.
Now when
part.
We break up, you sit back like, and yeah, bitch, you fake as hell. Like, and there's told
no
me.
There's no dictating. Like your partner can be best friends with a woman, and you could be best friends with a guy.
I gotta
should
meet
that
this
be allowed?
Bitch.
Okay, I'm not.
And,
I'm not
and, it. And it can't.
And
like,
it had to be before me.
Yeah, it got to be. You didn't meet no new niggas after me.
Okay.
What you talking about? This is my friend Charles.
Okay.
Charles gonna get fucked up.
I'm not mad at that. You gotta meet the
I gotta
friend.
Meet her. I gotta feel that energy. Okay.
Okay. You gotta make sure she don't secretly want
friend.
Your man.
I'm your best friend. She your friend. She probably your friend, but I'm your best friend.
Okay.
That's how I should be. I'm not mad at that.
And I gotta meet this bitch.
What you asking?
I don't know about
oh,
this
you
bitch.
Just you just catching the vibe.
You gotta catch energy.
I just you gotta see how that feel.
Okay.
You know, cause I've been in a situation where, you know, they had friends that was before and I'm like, okay, they cool. You know what I'm saying? They don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then it be the ones with the eyebrow raised, like.
What if in the vetting process you find out that this friend he had sex with in the past? Is that something that's gonna be a deal breaker for you?
Ooh.
I feel like once you have sex with somebody, like that relationship is kind of just done.
Really?
Can't he be friends no more?
I mean, if you with somebody else.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You will be sneaking being a friend.
You think so? I'm trying to think.
Unless you lie,
because maybe it wasn't good.
Or you lied.
I've had a friend I slipped up with.
Ain't no nigga about
said,
to be okay
it,
with
it
you.
It was bad. It was bad. So I never went back. So his girlfriend, I didn't want that because it wasn't good.
But what does she know?
It might have been good. It might be good to her.
But she know that y'all fuck?
Oh, I don't. That's a.
But that's what I said. She might not know.
I think that's his
job.
That's
his cross
the bear. That's his job to tell.
Yeah. That's not your job. But
because,
I'm just saying, we went back to, you said, do I think it's a problem? I'm like, well, if you lie.
Okay,
you know
you
what
lie.
I'm saying?
I
if he
agree.
Not telling her that you he fucked, but if you tell me you fucked the bitch and y'all still friends, absolutely not.
I agree. I agree. And I don't want to have to be the one to tell your girl, like, bitch, I don't want that dick. It's
even
bad.
Though
I'm
I
good
can,
for you, but I
even
don't
though
want
to call him on
I
an off
understand,
night.
Even though I can understand, because, you know, I've had, friends that somebody that I had sex with that it just didn't work out.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be. But, and I know we could just be cool.
And you would never go back.
And I never go back, but I can't tell my man that.
Oh, okay.
That's something you tell your man, like, yeah, we had sex, but we just cool. Don't even worry about that. Like,
that's a little bit too honest.
I'm not going to lie.
That's a little bit too honest.
You're right.
If you lie, it'll work.
Yeah.
But no.
So wait, you believe that in relationships, though, there are some lies that are okay?
I don't think no lies are okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you just got to keep it a buck. But, you know, I'm a person that have had secrets to myself. That's the difference with lying and keeping secrets.
Wait. I need to know the difference. Don't. I need to break down.
Hold on. She's spitting, actually.
When I tell you, you sound like my best friend.
You're spitting, actually.
Wait a second.
That's your best friend?
Yes. What is the difference? You see, what is the difference between secrets
and lying?
Because if
you ask me about something and I lie, I lied.
Okay,
but if you never knew about it.
You got to ask the right questions. That's what she's saying. You have to ask the right questions.
So wait. He asks you a question. Even if you wanted to keep it a secret, do you then be honest and tell
him? Yeah, I'll be honest.
Okay, and he got to deal with the truth.
Yeah, he shouldn't ask me.
Okay.
What's an example of a question you would ask me? Ask me, and I'll figure out how I would lie about it without lying.
Ooh. Like, if we were dating a question?
Yeah. Like, you asked me where I was at last night.
Well, no, that shouldn't be a lie at all. Unless you was doing something you wouldn't. You out here, are you doing things that you're not supposed to be doing?
Or if I be like, your best friend, did you ever look at her titties? Did you ever see her titties in person? Or have you ever liked her? Like, have you ever been physically attracted to her?
Oh.
Have I ever been physically attracted to my best friend?
Yeah. Yes.
Have I ever been physically attracted to my best friend?
The fact that you just had to repeat it that way.
Exactly.
But that's an example of asking the right question.
Hold on, ladies. And this is an example of the answer you want to know. If he repeat the question verbatim, he know goddamn well what the answer.
I got to give myself extra 30 seconds
to figure this shit out.
Yep, you're done. She's done. I don't want to hear shit else.
You
said, you did.
I did. I looked at her because she was looking great that day, though.
Here we go.
You see what I'm saying?
but for real, I was taking the pictures, and I had to make sure that her Instagram shit was looking good. I had to get the right angle, so yeah, that's why.
And she stood in the right angle that you just was
Yeah,
like,
with the sun. With the sun was beaming.
Oh, yeah, no, you looking at her too close.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right. Now you got to ask, have you ever looked at your son, at your friend with the sun beaming and had a twinkle in your eye?
Or have you ever
had a twinkle in your eye for that bitch?
Have you ever helped your cousin get in the groceries?
Don't do that.
So we was talking about being honest and like in the field of music and really just any creative field. I prefer honesty. Uh-huh. But what if you play somebody some new shit that ain't came out yet. And would you rather them tell you the truth or tell you, well, not the truth, because it's subjective.
It is.
Or would you rather them be honest about their opinion or tell you what you want to hear?
Oh, tell me how you feel.
Tell me how you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody around me, though, they ain't nobody lie to me.
I think we've entered into a space in society where people really get offended at the truth. Like I saw a post on Twitter and they said if your friend doesn't ask you for their opinion on something, you should always keep it neutral or positive. Even if you don't like it.
I disagree with that.
Well,
I disagree with that. I you would want your friend to be
honest. Ask me a question. Let me see what you mean.
No, say your friend put something that looked awful on. And she like, "Friend, you like this?" Are you not going to tell her, friend, go change?
And that's how it's worded, too.
Like that,
I'm like, come on, let's go in here and go figure this out.
That's what I'm saying. There's a nice way to
say it. I might not say, no, that's ugly as fuck. I'm like, come on, I'm going to grab her hand. Let's go in here and figure this shit out.
I'm not mad at that.
So that was a positive way of just saying, no, I don't
But sometimes that shit just ain't it, though.
Sometimes that shit hit different. We're girls. We're emotional creatures. You got to know how to talk. I don't want nobody just tell me, no, that's flat out ugly.
Oh, no, tell me.
Like, bitch,
tell me. Tell me, friend.
That's mean.
I don't think that's mean.
But my friends never did, and they have told me in different ways, like, well, I think you should probably put a different shirt on with that. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't never just been like, that's ugly. I feel like that is mean.
Okay.
I'm not telling nobody. I can't even, but I'm a sweet person.
I'm not going
to
lie.
So I'm not just about to tell you that's ugly.
I'm able to tell that to my real friends.
Yeah,
to
even friends my real friends, like, but they don't be ugly. See, my real friends is them bitches.
Talk that
it's
shit.
Hard.
Okay.
It's hard because they ain't looking ugly.
And I should have
let's not do outfits. What if it's a business plan that's stupid?
I should have known. The bitches I fell out with can't put nothing together.
I'm not going to offer a lie and say you look cute when you don't.
Oh yeah,
I'm not
no.
doing that.
But what if it's not an outfit? What if it's a business plan that's just stupid? Like they trying to put like some shit that's you know that's gonna work. You know this
so,
shit ain't gonna
work. So it's weird for me because a lot of people in businesses, you can't see
we
without.
Don't know what's gonna
we don't know what's going to work.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about something incredibly stupid.
Like what? What would be
roadside diaper businesses?
If she done did the research and the stats show
ain't
that
no
there's a need
ain't no,
for
ain't
it.
No research. She just thought about it. It was a dream. She came to it in a dream. And she thought it was godsend. It was really the devil to put that thought in her head to fuck her money
I
up.
I think I'm leaning like her, though. I think there's a way to be like, you know, just making sure you ask questions to your friends and make sure they know the risks.
Yeah.
And yeah. and that it yeah. may not work out.
But yeah, because when it, because them dreams do come true. And you yeah. be sitting back the person that was like, that shit stupid. And now she like, but my shit was stupid, huh? You know, with her $1 million, like, bitch. So it's like, you kind of, because you never know what will work.
Speaking
in business.
You right. Speaking of honesty, though, how what is the percentage of your raps being 100% true? Like, do you ever put stuff in your raps that aren't true? I remember I sat with Neek Bucks one time, and we listening to his new music, and he talking about taking a bitch on a shopping spree to Christian Dior. And I said, oh, that's what you're doing. I paused. He said, yeah, I never did that. He's like, I'm not buying no bitch a Dior bag. And he literally admitted that his raps be cap. And I know a lot of rappers probably cap about the drug selling, slanging, but you don't be capping in your raps at all? Do you ever rap
sometimes
from...
Sometimes I manifest in my rap.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Sometimes I do manifest. Like,
what do you
I mean,
manifest
time,
in your raps?
One time, like, I was like, the Bentley truck is on the way, still wrapped in plastic. And I end up getting that motherfucker in, like, 6 weeks.
So what's the difference between manifesting and a lie? That just ain't happened yet.
Because that shit happened. And that shit sounds good.
The motherfucker was on the way.
Valid.
So,
valid.
Shit, I don't know. Maybe it was a lie, but it turned into the truth. So, goddamn it, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie. Between capping and manifesting and lies and secrets, Cash Doll, you are real good with your words.
Yeah, you
girl.
Gotta know what you're doing.
That's
out here
Detroit
in this world,
shit,
you gotta
man.
Get creative out here.
Yeah.
Man, look, that's why in your raps, think about this. Don't even say shit. Okay. Think about all the rappers that rap about dying. Where are they at now?
Mm.
Manifestation, was they lying?
Mm.
Was they dead when they made it?
No.
Don't try ever try to call me a capper, nigga. What you mean?
You're right.
I talk about getting money and what I'm getting.
Money.
What the fuck is
she said?
About?
She said, ice me out and what happened?
I'm not,
ice me the ice fuck
me out.
Out.
I'm not mad at that.
So I feel like in music, you goddamn manifest what you rapping and saying and what you putting out in this universe as you rapping and you bring that shit to life, period.
Especially because they be rhyming enough where they probably spells and y'all don't know y'all
if
really
rapping
spells.
If you don't want nothing
spells,
to happen to your rap, don't say it.
I'm not mad at that.
So you ain't lying. You speaking that shit to existence. Flat out.
Mm.
Nah.
I'm not mad at that.
Purr.
I'm not mad at that at all. I'm not mad at that at all.
No, I'm not mad at that at
I
all.
I ain't mad at me.
But
I ain't mad at that either. Like, I kind of ate that up a little
you,
bit.
But
you
I do feel like...
That's
I do,
the clip.
I do feel like the men and women are held to different standards because the nigga ain't don't get the manifestation benefit of the
but
doubt.
But they did. The men are the main ones who talk about dying and they raps
they really
and
they
seen they self and this and that. Then
you
next
right.
time you hear it, now you playing all the music like, wow, he said that. Wow,
you know
he
what?
Said that.
It's a song by YMW Melly. Called what is
mind? With his friend?
No. It's mind on my murder.
Murder on my mind.
No,
however,
he has murder on my mind, and he has mind on my murder.
No, but that was mind on my murder was different.
No, it's a different. Yeah, it's a different song.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like murder on my mind.
I like murder on my mind.
I do not listen to mind on my murder because he's rapping. He's rapping from the perspective of somebody who gets shot.
See what I'm saying?
Really?
And dying and bleeding out.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, that's not something that I want
to
experience.
So back to manifesting and lying.
That's just not, like... But
let's go back here, because ain't nobody about to ever call me a capper.
And it's another...
A capper rapper.
She said, I manifest. She said, so wait, as long as it comes within 6 months, then it's manifesting?
Or just period. Because, you know,
so,
like,
I know what I want
in my future. I know what I want in my future.
Talk to us.
Right? Like, if I make it something and I say some stuff, it's some stuff I want.
Okay.
You know, it's something I want to happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at
that. Saying? So I mean, this is what I'm motivated by.
Okay. So it's manifest. Because
I said
y'all,
the Bentley truck is on the way, still wrapped in plastic. I didn't say the Bentley truck outside. I forgot it.
You said it's it could be on the way for years.
It could be. It's coming. And when it comes,
it's coming.
And I'm like, she said that.
She said that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. I ain't mad at that at all.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that either.
Me neither. You ate that. You ate that.
Manifestation music.
With the upcoming project, do you have any songs with samples? Or are you steering clear? Which samples can we look to your...
A lot.
Okay. Why? I mean, I know why, but
a lot.
Why?
I don't know. Those are just the beats I picked. Okay, so Clarity don't have one. Cash Commanders don't have one. Plot Twist don't have one.
Are there any iconic Stupid ones that we're going to like immediately know?
Yes, Jump.
Okay. That sample's what?
Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump
on it. That had to be expensive. Jump on it. Is that, and you talking about jumping on a what? Jumping on that deer?
Manifestation.
Listen, that ain't, I'll go to that in a minute.
I'm ready for that one.
But, I'm ready for that one. No, it's just like, it's like, it's just a good feeling.
Why the side comes because at the cost of those records that it normally is, or just maybe what you'll receive because it has to be divvied up by so many people. Like you, when I said about the samples, you were like, is it also the pressure when
it just
people
come with
hear
so much? But you know what? Yeah. One of my other ones is Comfy. Y'all heard that song that's out now featuring Tink? Mm. That's Comfortable. Like remember Babyface?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I did a girl version of that one.
If I'm not, who wrote that one? I feel like
I know Kanye on a beat, and I think who wrote?
I feel like I recently saw that.
Look, Alicia Keys got something to do with that hook.
Oh wow.
Babyface, you know, Wainwright, all his stuff.
Yeah.
And then Ye. Those are the people that I know for sure that got stuff to do with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When all of those people are involved in a record, do you meet them at any point? Do you get on the phone with them at any point?
No, not myself. I mean, sometimes it could be like that, but most of the time it'd be like the team and the labels handling all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I love Tink.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to see that one live.
Oh, yeah. Me and Tink met.
Yeah. No, I know Tink
for
sure.
Well, I thought you were talking about the.
Okay. But yeah, those
record.
Other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So can we talk about Cash Doll, the actress?
Ooh.
Like your transition from music to getting in front of the camera, like, did that come with any hurdles? And do you feel like you're comfortable in that space now, where people can look at you as like just an actress and not try to have these expectations of you to be like a hybrid type person? Like, look at me differently as an actress versus just trying to think, oh, I'm a rapper who acts. No, I'm an actress.
I don't know. Shit. It's like whatever.
She said, give me all the titles.
Do you have any, I guess, roles that you want to get into more? Yeah. Or like any, like...
Action.
Action?
And it's comedy.
Action,
you
want to
get in comedy?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a goofball.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I play a lot.
Like rom-com.
Yeah, like some not no stand-up shit, but like some little, like a girl's trip.
Okay.
Like some that funny is, shit. Okay. Yeah, I would love to do that. Yeah.
I could see you on a girl's trip.
Oh, I have a good ass time.
Hey, Will Packer,
friends.
you hear your next person now.
Hey, yeah. Hello. Come get me.
Come on,
get
Will.
Me.
Would you do horror?
Who?
Horror.
Yeah, you gotta add the R
horror.
On it.
Horror.
Like, horror. Like, horror.
Would you do horror? Hey.
Scary movies. Scary movies.
I do some scary movies, but that ain't like my number one pick. But I want to do all of it. I just love entertainment.
Do you love, like, have you reached the point where you like the acting part more than the rapping?
The only thing I like more with acting than rapping, because I like both of them equally, it's
okay.
just that one is I'm more stable than the other. You know, like,
money wise?
Nope. When you're acting, okay. it's like you get to.
You're the talent.
You get to sit in one city.
Yes, there's a schedule.
Yeah, you know, compared to like when you at rapping, you moving. I be in Cali, then Houston,
yeah.
then New York, then wear and tear on your body. We getting older.
Yeah.
Shit.
I gotta ask you this too, only because I like asking the men who travel to all the cities. Which city got the best looking men?
Outside of Detroit. Okay, you know, that's what I've grown.
I'm not gonna lie, they're just the most generous. I love me a little Midwest man. They're so generous. I don't know what
very.
Is in the water. Well, let me not say what's
and
in the water
very,
now. Out there,
I feel like
that's not good. But no, they really know how to spend on a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so besides Detroit though, because
okay,
that's biased.
So, right, right.
Where do you travel to where you're like, the men here are nice?
Jamaica.
Oh, Lord.
Bumbaclot.
But I was about to say, you not letting them massage you on the rafts, are you?
What? They put that.
Jamaica.
They put.
I just don't want to throw y'all for a loop. Yeah. I want to throw y'all for a loop. You know what? I don't know. You know what's attractive to me?
Go ahead.
It's generosity.
So she said, Detroit for the win.
So Wherever they generous at.
Okay.
Top three
generous cities.
Top three generous cities. Okay, Detroit obviously number one.
As Cash Doll says, top three generous cities of men. We got Detroit at number one. Go ahead.
You said, I don't know.
Give us the top three cities. The ladies are starving out here.
Yeah, they really.
We gotta book a trip.
Is that what you said? They need the blueprint.
Yes, from Cash Doll.
Help me.
Can you help me?
I don't know. Well, I would probably say
gatekeeping.
You know she real gatekeeping right now. We need two more cities, Cash Doll.
I got to.
Yes.
They gonna flood Detroit.
You don't want us all going to the D. You know what's the other two cities?
New York.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Down south, like Miami and Houston.
Okay. I'm not mad at those.
Damn. Atlanta didn't make the cut at all. What's wrong with Atlanta?
We could say Atlanta.
Okay.
What's wrong with Atlanta?
I'm not
mad.
Atlanta is a city when I'm out with my girls, someone will pick up the bill.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Mm. Yeah, but not New York. Those drinks are $22 a piece.
And they don't ever flinch up.
Mm-hmm. They're not really picking up like that in New York. And rent is high. And they got roommates.
New York, I feel like they got it out there.
You couldn't talk to a nigga that had a roommate?
Did I just get out of high school?
I really don't know. Like, I don't really move around like that, y'all. I ain't really been around for real. So
don't do that. Cash Doll, would you date somebody who has a roommate?
Who has a roommate?
She just repeated the question like you did. So we know what the answer is.
No.
To that one.
No, but I feel like.
Look at her face.
Again, like, if you have a roommate, that's just being.
Like, at what age is this? Like, what are we talking about? Like, you don't have your own personal space? Like, you. Wow.
You got to leave a sock on the door. But I feel like you got to be comfortable.
A roommate is crazy.
You have to date people who match your.
Now, if your roommate, aesthetic. Not your kids or something, then that's.
Nah, it's another
the
nigga.
Kids do not
it's
count.
A grown, it's
the
a grown
kids
nigga.
Do not count as roommates.
I'm trying to make it make sense.
It's another grown
she
nigga.
Your kids are your roommates? Okay.
Two 35-year-old men in close living quarters.
Like, they ain't got no kids. Like, they don't have no women. Like, it's just like, just them two?
Just them.
Nah, that's not. First off, you too immature. Something wrong. Something is wrong.
Or y'all are lovers.
Yeah, something is wrong. It's, that's what I said. Something is wrong.
I mean, it ain't wrong for them to be lovers, but.
No, I'm just saying, but something is wrong.
It's not adding up. It ain't adding up.
No.
35 with roommates, y'all. Cash Doll says something
plus
ain't adding up.
Yeah, they ain't at 35. Plus
I mean, I'm saying it too, but I'm just going to put it on you in case the internet. Yeah.
Yes, I say it too. I feel like because I wouldn't. I don't think I dated
subtract.
Women that had roommates. Cause like,
oh wait, Cash Doll.
Yeah, like, wait, you wouldn't as a man? You would have a problem with a woman having?
No, because what are you doing? Roommates? Like, what did you
waiting
doing?
For a nigga to move me out?
Good.
Oh, so no, a woman that have a roommate.
Oh,
oh wait,
shit.
Come on, double standard.
Oh shit. Okay.
At right. What age? 35.
Let's hear it. 35.
I'm sorry.
35.
But what if she ain't got no kids?
See.
All right, look. You want to be safe. You don't want to be by yourself.
Oh,
I got y'all back.
Brother.
You did that.
You know what I'm saying? Women, we that. Really you, don't you, we want to pay bills any motherfucking way. Shit.
So if a nigga trying to be fiscally responsible and get a roommate.
No.
No, men no. You got to learn how to provide. You got to learn how to provide without me. So when I come, you ready, baby. Shit.
Oh, my God. Hold on, man. Listen.
Now, she ate these answers.
I'm eating these bitches.
You is eating them.
Yum. Eat them up.
You're good.
Y'all
good.
See how to put my legs up. Listen. I'm chilling in this
listen.
Bitch.
Listen.
Your legs get up.
This is my last question now. It's directed to everybody, all the women in the room. I need your opinion on this. Nobody specific. But somebody said this on an earlier episode of this show, and I want you women to chime in on this as well. Do you feel like, and this is not specific to anybody's situation, do you feel like men in this current era are trapping women with babies? Is that something that y'all see from your homegirls, your personal experience, niggas trying to leave it in so they can stay in your life?
You know what's crazy? They can't. My body, my choice. So just because
I was just about to say.
Well, you don't want kids anyway, so.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. A man can't trap
fetus,
a woman
fetus
because.
Deletus.
Right,
because
you don't have kids because you didn't want that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like.
If a woman keeps the child, it was a part of her choice.
She
it's not being
was
trapped
the
by
last
man.
Say so. Yeah. The woman is the last.
That's
say
what
so.
I said.
That's what you said. Some people don't believe in, you know, going to the chop shop. Some people don't believe
you
that.
You calling it the chop shop.
I mean, it's what it is.
Feed us the leaders.
I said you can vacuum that little dot on out.
Yeah.
You know.
Dot them out.
Dot them
out. But at the same time, I feel like the woman has the last say. So
I
whether
agree.
She what her beliefs is or whatever the case may be, it's like.
How I'm going to trap you when it's your choice?
But that's what I'm saying.
Because I could want it. I could want
now,
the baby
women
and you
can
don't.
Trap the men. Well, I don't even feel like men can get trapped because you shouldn't have been
you
wanting
shouldn't
that
have been
raw
nothing,
and nothing
in a,
up in
and,
that.
In a woman you didn't want
and
anyways.
You didn't want in the first
I don't believe
place.
In the trapping thing.
I don't feel like
thing.
Nobody trapped nobody.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Y'all decided on this.
As grown people, you know the consequences when you have unprotected sex with somebody and y'all the pull out method is not a method.
Exactly. Like and then y'all want to be healthy anyway. So you could go on somebody raw and risk your life.
Yeah.
Then bringing a life into the world.
Yep.
Like make this shit make sense. Like everybody they and especially out here, they nasty.
Yeah.
No, Atlanta has very bad STD rate.
Can y'all stop? I'm moving here. Now I'm stopping.
You moving
just
here?
Don't have just find you
next month.
Look. Good luck.
Find you
like, no, I just play.
Find you a little
just
crew play. That's just that you know this your people. Don't be out here experimenting.
Are you promiscuous?
I mean I go to sex clubs. I like
you like you yeah because
like,
you said you open to open
yeah,
relationships
I like,
and stuff like that.
I like group play. I like men and women. So
do it at a party where everybody's tested.
Well, no, yeah. I get tested. I just got my test. I get tested every 3 months.
So like, do they have parties where you get tested?
So it's up to you.
We should
for
have
that.
Tyomi on here.
Yeah, I love Tyomi. Shout out Tyomi. So it's up to you. Like if you have them in your phone, it's up to you as an adult. Like if you met a person at a bar or a club, it's up to you to ask somebody for their test results. You don't have to be tested, but that should be a conversation that unfortunately we're not having. And I mean, with a lot of our rights being taken away in various red states, I think it's a conversation that should be had more, but it's up to you.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Like, you know, being a promiscuous woman.
And like, I don't really even like that word. I know there's a negative connotation to it, but I understand. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, because I ain't trying to be
oh, yeah, no. And I know, you cool,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
catch y'all cool. Yeah. Energy is energy.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, what was I about to ask you? Fuck. I forgot because I didn't want you to feel like I was trying to
No. Ask anything. I'm open.
Yeah, as a promiscuous woman.
Showing results, asking things. I don't know.
What the fuck was it? I got thrown off because I...
Sex clubs.
I don't know. It's going
to
come back.
Okay,
it's going to come back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to just having those conversations. It's so crazy because I was dating a couple this summer. And before, like, we did anything, everyone wanted test results. And I remember talking to all my friends, and they were like, oh, my God, they want test results? And the conversations that I had to have across my friends, like, a lot of people aren't getting tested. And a lot of people are just assuming as long as whoever they just dealt with is safe, then they safe. And that's kind of just, but no one's really getting tested for things. And so, I mean, to me, it's just more of a common conversation now. Like, I even was just talking to an old guy I was dealing with, and I was like, yeah, I get tested every 3 months. And he tried to make me feel dirty because I was getting tested every 3 months because he only gets tested every 6 months. And I'm like, well, goddamn. Like, how are you shaming anybody for knowing their...
To be safe.
But he literally said, oh, that means you must be out here. And I'm like, because I get tested more often, there's just a negative stigma right now associated with actually knowing your health, sharing, having these conversations. If you actually do have something, telling somebody you have it, like it's awful. So the fact that people are scared of
knowing
that, but no, the problem is they seem to just be oblivious to STDs. However, everybody's just like, oh, well, if a baby happened. Like, and that's not the only consequence.
I think some people mindset is, shit, I'm going to die anyway. Like,
you think that's how they out here act?
That's the only way I could mentally justify it.
I don't want to breathe the air of somebody to think like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Being that you date and move around, like, do you, like, want to ever settle down? Or is this a lifestyle that you see yourself forever?
So, I think both can happen. So I would like to be able to settle down with someone who is also likes the things that I like.
Yeah.
And I've been so blessed to be in communities, especially in New York. I'll have to find them here, but in New York, there's whole poly communities.
You got
like,
Tyomi. You're good.
Yeah, and Tyomi's down here, but she told me Atlanta is a little tricky. And I think, again, too, like being in a Bible Belt state, I think how we are because of the church, because of homophobia, because of all the things that have impacted the Black community in general, there's a lot more stigmas that have to be broken down to find those type of partners.
Do you believe in traditional
No.
No.
Traditional what?
And I don't think it works.
Relationships?
Yeah, no. And I'll be honest, I think it's really and not to dig much into you, I've seen a lot of comments based on, shout out to Lexandrea when you were just on Poor Minds, a lot of people talking about women who have children before rings. And what's crazy is I have so many friends, like I have a friend that had a ring and a baby, and she's now a single mother.
Exactly.
The marriage, the ring, does not keep you from being a single mother. And when we're having the question about even why I'm choosing to not be a mother.
Because I don't even look at comments.
Oh, well... It's really the question now, oh, well, maybe she should have been a wife first. And I think that that's the conversation that we have amongst women all the time. And it's just like, no, even being a wife, your husband could die and leave you a widow. And that's a part of my trauma, right? I think I do have, I like to be in control of things. Mm. And there's absolutely nothing in this world that can keep me from being a single mother. And I grew up in a single parent household.
Exactly.
And I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
And so
it's nothing having, you can prevent
nothing,
that. You don't
nothing.
Know. People change. People change. You know, and then it's just like, okay, we just don't see eye to eye no more. So you're going to be unhappy just to say you're not in a single.
Just to say you're not single.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not doing
and also
that.
Like the person that you met when they didn't have a baby versus the person that they met when they had the baby, like on both sides, men and women, is different.
Well, so, not only that, you were viewing him or her as a partner, as a girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right. Like,
then you have to start viewing them as a parent.
Yeah.
And the way they show up might irk you now.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck?
Like, damn, you telling my kids this stupid ass shit.
Like, you're trifling.
It's like, you're not a good person.
Because
there's no way. And so it's hard to separate the two. I say that with business and friendships, right? If you do a business with a friend, and that is your close road dog, and then you see they fucking up the business, it's really hard to not blend how you view that person.
That could be very, very tricky, because either they're really, really, really good, and it makes y'all relationship tighter.
Yep.
Or they can be terrible, and then now y'all just like don't like each other.
Yep. Going at it.
Kind of, because I agree.
Have you been in that situation
before?
Yeah,
like my boy best friend was my assistant at one point.
Okay.
And baby,
that
to this point, to this day, I'd be like, no, absolutely not. He's not doing that. I'm gonna tell you what he's good at.
Okay.
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 But that's good that you was able to reassign him, and you didn't have to. Like,
he didn't take it personal either, right?
No, he didn't take it personal because he knew he was fucking up.
You know what
I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, and then now, like, even to this day, I'd be like, no, don't have him do that. But like my manager is like really one of my close, like my big sister, and it works fine.
Okay.
And you know, and I like that it's like a respect there, because it's also like I know the boundaries, I know where not to cross. You know what I'm saying? And she just be handling my shit like that. So, shit, it can work, but then it can be bad too. But I know with my best friend, anytime anybody bring him up to do anything, I'm like, no.
Okay.
That's not going to work. He could have changed.
No, the strengths and weaknesses.
That's where it's fucked up at, because he could have changed and got better through time, but I'm still like, I'm not even chancing it. No,
I'm not mad at that.
Fucked up.
I'm not mad at that.
He's going to fuck that all up.
I'm not mad at that.
That's fucked up before he even step in it. It's over. No.
All right, November 15th. Y'all know what it is.
November 15th.
Y'all know what it is.
Go get my shit. I've been telling y'all all my business, y'all. I'm all over the damn internet. Y'all want to talk shit? Now y'all know.
Yeah.
Go get my fucking album.
She said she's manifesting in this album.
Manifesting in this album.
I'm manifesting.
Listen, Cash Doll in here kicking with the homies. Of course, Mandy.
Hey.
Thanks
for having me,
go check that out. And this is Big Homie's House, and we are gone.